Welcome to our Live a Legacy Network. Our intentions are to provide you with valuable information that will alter the trajectory of your life by creating new opportunities for you, your family, and your future. What exactly is Straight Talk with Ricky? It's the real deal, unedited, unfiltered truth about life and all the lessons that come with it. You can either learn them the easy way or the hard way. You decide. If you prefer the easy way, subscribe right now. Hello, everyone. Do you consider yourself a good parent? Raise your hand. Do you consider yourself a bad parent? Raise your hand. Well, today I'm going to talk about parenting and whether you're a good parent or a bad parent, depending on your actions and what happens, okay? So if you get mad at your child or upset at something that they're doing, well, really, you're getting mad at yourself, right? Because it's either something that they learned from watching you, or they learned it from someone else because you were absent from their lives. Good parents out there. My wife and I, Claudia, we have a 4.5-year-old. His name is Maxwell. And Morgan just turned 3 a couple of months ago. And so I was watching Morgan, and he's doing some coloring and having a good time, and then I turn around, I look back again, and he's ripping pages out of his coloring book. I go, Morgan, what are you doing? He goes, oh, I was just doing what you were doing, Daddy. And I go, I was? And he goes, yeah, the other day you were ripping pages. Yeah, sure enough, I was ripping pages out of my notebook because I wanted to scan it into my computer. I didn't even know he was in the room. I didn't even know he was paying attention and watching me. And so now he feels like, okay, it must be okay because Daddy's doing it. So he's ripping up his coloring book. So obviously, no big deal, right? It's no reason for punishment, but a good lesson nonetheless. Our kids are watching. Our kids are paying attention all the time. So either it's you or it's the people that they're influenced by, their friends, caretakers, family, whoever it may be, we just have to make sure that we're very, very cautiously on guard, especially today. I don't know if it's lately because we've been doing homeschooling, and so I've been very observing of our children, and they're at that stage where they're, you know, seem to be growing and getting stronger and more vitality every day. And so it's a little bit challenging because the older one is kind of beating up on the little one. So you got to kind of set those boundaries as to how far you'll let it go, right? And it's usually until the little one starts crying is when the older one, Maxwell, will stop, right? So it doesn't matter how old your children are. We want to make sure that we're providing the first and foremost, the role model of success. And the example starts with us. That's why I say, are you a good parent or a bad parent? And the truth is, we're probably both, right? All of us have a little both in us at times. Let's face it, parenting is the hardest job in the world that nobody ever tells you about. It's just kind of a learn-as-you-go crash course, right? And just when you think you've got it figured out, the game changes. They grow, they get older, new challenges, new lessons, new successes, new failures is part of the gig, right? I guess it's what we signed up for, even though we didn't read the fine print sometimes. But what I have learned, actually, is I've learned to ask questions to my boys more. And they're at the phase now where they're asking questions, right? What is this? Why is this? What is this? Why is that? And so now, instead of just giving them the answer, what is this? Oh, this is the phone. Oh, what is this? Oh, this is my watch. Oh, really? Oh, what is this? It's a computer. I start asking them, what do you think it is? What does it look like to you? What do you think this can be used for? And then they stop and they think, and you watch their little brains turning and the wheels happening. And it's powerful, and it really catches them off guard. And then you can kind of walk them through it a little bit. But of course, this takes patience. This takes time. And so I've learned that it's nice to ask questions to your children that are asking you questions instead of just providing the answers, right? Helping them be more independent, thinking, and all that good stuff. I also learned is when you talk to your children, talk to them as if they're a couple of years older than they really are, right? Maxwell's 4, he's going on 6, pretty much. So when I start taking the conversation to another level, he starts responding to me in a way I never even knew he had the vocabulary or the comprehension to understand things. So don't assume that your child is at a certain place without testing them, right? Without experimenting, as I tell my wife. Try new things and have different conversations because they're super duper smart. And when they think you're not at the level that they are, then they kind of tune you out a little bit and they'll, like, you know, just kind of downplay it and they'll play dumb and they'll just kind of go with the flow. But if you challenge them in a positive way, in a thinking way, and hey, did you see this? And hey, what do you think about that? And a couple years, at least I'm finding right at this age, right? 4 to 6. Morgan is 3, so for him, maybe like 4.5 to 5. So if you have an 8-year-old, I would say even 10 or 11, right? You could even go as high as. If you have a 10-year-old, you could even go to like a 14-year-old conversation or whatever that looks like, right? Push them to think because you'd be shocked and surprised how much they really know that you don't know they know. And that's scary because then they start doing things that you didn't know they were capable of doing, which could be good or bad, right? So this episode is about parenting. I'm going to be doing more episodes about parenting. Hey, listen, if this is your first time on my channel, please subscribe and share if you found this little bit of information useful and valuable. And God bless and good luck.